Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best reception. And I'm Pat Shea. I'm the host of the Contact Program. Today we're going to have Scott Farrell later on, the Public Works Director of the new City of Dubois. But before we start the show, I want to mention that my wife and I attended the Mayhem in March at the Country Club, the fundraiser for the WPAL here in Dubois on, is it Scribner Avenue or what's the street it's on, Dan?
Yes.
Scribner, yeah. Yes. Well, their function was at the Country Club and they set up a temporary boxing ring in the middle of the banquet room and it was a great time. It was fascinating to see these young kids that have been practicing their boxing techniques and they had about 13, boxing matches, and it was fun to see the passion that these kids had. One of the children was about 12, I would say, and his family's from the Philippines. And if you don't know it, there's a boxer by the name of Manny Pacquiao that's very famous from the Philippines. And this young boy was really hoping to win his match, and he lost. And he was very emotional and very sad, and we actually talked to him and told him, hey, you had the courage to get up and give it a shot. And all the great boxers have lost a match. Even Muhammad Ali lost a couple matches. And here in Dubois, I know Muhammad Ali was always famous when I was growing up. Even I watched a lot of his shows. So that was a terrific fundraiser. They had lots of food and lots of good time. So they had pictures taken of everybody as they came in on the red carpet, and it was a very memorable time. If you weren't able to get to this year's Mayhem in March, I would encourage you to put it on your calendar for next year. So we'll go ahead and go to a commercial, and we'll be back after that message.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wildlands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Welcome back. If you just joined, you're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best reception, and you're on the Contact Show. I am Pat Shea, your host, and today our guest is Scott Farrell. He is the Public Works Director for the City of Dubois. Scott, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And I was just thinking, you know, this last winter seems to be one of the biggest snowfalls we've had in a long time. Am I right about that?
You're right. Our snow total as of the end of February was 55 inches, which is a lot more than we've had in probably about 4 or 5 years.
Yes, and I remember growing up, that would have been a weak snowfall. I remember we used to always have 100 inches in the 70s and what have you. So I guess we're still blessed.
Yes, yes. Usually the roads get covered with snow and it stayed that way all winter.
Yes. I'm glad that's not happening. I hope it's not a trend to get worse next year. And, you know, it's not often that you get a huge increase in your territory, but with the new City of Dubois, wow, you've got a lot more roads to oversee and plow and maintain.
Yes, it's very much a learning curve on that. The township brought over great employees that are helping me through all that. I never had any idea how many miles of road were in Cibola. I mean, my whole working career was you really never cross the city line. You stay in town and do what you needed to do, but it's been eye-opening.
Yes, and I'm glad that we were able to bring over the Sandy Township workers because they knew their territory, and they're used to taking care of that, so that's great.
Yes, they're doing a good job training me.
Yes, and I have to tell you, I personally have been very impressed with how the city took care of the downtown area. One day you guys were here with loaders picking up the snow from the parking spaces, and I got to ask you a question. Where does that snow go when you pick it up and put it in a truck?
Well, we've been hauling most of the snow over to the parking area behind Showers Field. Behind the outfield wall, there's a parking lot there that we dump all the snow into.
Well, that's convenient. I know in Pittsburgh many, many, many years ago, they used to dump it in the river, but they got told don't do that anymore because of the salt content in the snow. So Pittsburgh's no longer allowed to dump it in the three rivers.
Yes, we used to do that back then too.
Ah. Do you remember roughly when that changed, when they said don't do it anymore?
Oh, in the 80s and 90s.
Ah, so it was pretty recent. I didn't know that. You know, what were some of your biggest challenges your team faced this winter?
Well, probably mostly would be the doubling back of the shifts. We only have so many guys, so that they'll work a 12-hour shift. Another crew will come out, do 12, then the crew would come back out. But you got to remember, these guys, not only are they taking care of our streets, they still have to go home and shovel their driveways, their sidewalks. They have all the aggravations we have, even with the plow trucks coming by and plowing their driveways shut. It's life.
Yes, and some of the streets are pretty narrow. I honestly could never do that job because I fall asleep when I drive, so I wouldn't want to be behind a plow. What would you say were some of the biggest salt consumers? Did you consume a lot more salt this year, or was it pretty stable?
No, we used a little more this year. We over 2,050 tons of salt we did in the inner city, and about 950 tons of salt in the township. And anti skid was the same way. We used 700 tons in the city, and about 1,200 tons in Sandy Township.
Gosh, I'm surprised that the township has less just because they're bigger area-wise.
Well, they use more of the anti-skid compared to the salt ratio.
Oh. Why do you think that is?
Well, because a lot of their roads are tarred and chip, and they're not the hard macadam like they are in the city. And salt will do damage if you use a lot of it, and we don't want that.
Yes, that makes sense. I hadn't thought of that. If they aren't paved, they've kind of already got some anti-skid poking through the snow if it's not too deep. And the ice, did that present any additional challenges, or is it just throw salt on it and it's okay?
No, this winter with the temperatures below zero, the salt won't work when you get that cold. So it's just something we have to deal with. We use a lot of anti-skid for that to give traction, to put a barrier between the ice and the vehicles. And then as the sun comes out, the NA and ice skate hopefully melts into the ice a little bit. And with the traffic, it'll bust it up, hopefully, and we can eventually get it plowed off.
I hadn't thought of that. We had several cold days.
Yes.
And on that 20 below with the wind chill, my sewer pipe, of all things, froze. And I had to have a plumber come open it up and so we could flush the toilet and take a shower. That wasn't fun.
No.
And I'm sure that's added a lot of aggravation to the city, maybe the water department more
yes.
than
Yes, water department was very busy with frozen water lines.
And I'm curious, is there anything that residents might not realize about what goes into winter road maintenance?
Probably one of the biggest thing is we have to get the roads plowed back to the curb. Because as the snow continues through the winter, it narrows the road down. And when it freezes, we can't get it pushed back. And then the other reason is we got to get it pushed back to where there's catch basins and drainage ditches. So when the snow does start to melt, it has somewhere to go. It just doesn't freeze on the road and cause more issues. There's that. And then, you know, you have the whole scenario of we have to do the main roads first, and then it may be a day or two before we get to all the alleys. I mean, everybody wishes they could be first. It just doesn't work out that way. I mean, our goal when we go out in the middle of the night is to get a pass down the road so the police, fire, and the ambulances can get where they need to. And we try to get parking lots opened up so people can get off the street, park at like the fire stations and different things, especially on the posted days where we can really open up a road.
Safety and protection certainly
yes.
would come first. I know my mother lives on Morrison Street.
And oh, okay.
That's a pretty narrow street.
Yes.
And I wouldn't want to drive a plow down that street, especially no. with the cars parked on the side.
Yes.
Of the does that give you a big problem, people parking alongside the street?
Well, it does when they don't try to get to the curb. A lot of people, for some reason, will park 2-3 feet away from the curb, and then we can't get the plow truck through the road, so that road just... We don't come back until we've done the whole loop, and that could be hours. One car will mess up the whole street.
I hadn't thought of that, but I guess they think the snow pile becomes the curb.
Yes.
So instead of getting rid of that pile of snow, they just park a little further out in the street, which isn't good for everybody else.
No.
And it's only good for them temporarily. Well, as we transition into the spring, and I have to tell you, I've really enjoyed the weather the past few days.
It's been beautiful.
It sure has. What projects is your department going to be focusing on first?
Well, first off, starting Monday, we have the clear road run going towards the back gate of Treasure Lake. We have a section of that road that's starting to break loose and wanting to slide down over the bank. So we're going to be out on that all week, making the repairs for that. Starting Monday also at Burger King and Schaefer Road 255, we're going to extend the water line up just past Eaton Park's entrance to loop that in. Right now, currently, the water line just comes in by Walmart and comes all the way up and over and is dead-ended. This way, we'll be able to loop it in, provide more water. And also, if something happens up there, everybody doesn't lose water. Maybe we can just isolate a section since it's looped in.
Well, that sounds like a plan, although that's going to mess up the traffic for a while at that intersection by Burger King.
Yes.
And that'll be at the same time as the Clear Run
yes.
project?
Yes. And then the other big thing is where the waterfall was at the end of the boulevard.
Yes.
The plan was we were going to put the stone back in over the winter because our winters haven't been that bad. Well, that changed this winter. So now we just have to wait for the ground to harden up in the spring. And the plan is to go put the stones back in. It won't be a waterfall, but we'll stone it. So we'll have it'll look really nice when it's done.
Yes, I have to say I really enjoyed watching that waterfall when I was stopped there at the red light.
Yeah.
And was very sad when it was coming down.
Yes, yes. I mean, there's still the lower section of the waterfall will still be there, but the upper half won't have a waterfall.
Well, hopefully, maybe we'll get one in the future.
Maybe. Yeah, just it's not in the budget right now.
Ah, well, we don't need to add anything else to that budget.
No.
How about a plan for pothole repairs and general street maintenance after the winter wear and tear?
Yes, the coal patch truck was out, does a lot of hole filling, but this time of the year when we go out, if there's wet or any water in there, we patch it. When it freezes, it pops the patch back out. So in the summertime, we'll get a section of road that has a bunch of potholes in an area. We'll cut them out, and then we'll put hot patch in. But if it's just the holes that are normally around, we'll be cold patching them to get through, because obviously we can't afford to pave every road. You know, it's based on a priority.
Yes, paving has gotten very expensive.
Yes.
Cold patch versus hot patch. I guess the hot patch is what you have to wait for the plant to open to be able to get it?
Yes.
And when does that normally happen?
Probably the end of this month. If it depends on the weather. It has a lot to do with the weather, because there's a lot of big projects out there for the state and Hall Baker and HRI and all of them. So, I mean, they're all probably chomping at the bit to get that plant open as soon as they can.
Yes, I'm sure that's a big revenue source for them. When can residents expect to see street sweeping starting again?
It was already out this week. Once the weather gets above 40 degrees, because the street sweepers have water they spray on to keep the dust down and everything. So we get on that as soon as we can. And again, that's another one of the issues, just like plowing snow. Everybody wants their street swept first. It takes a while to get around all the streets. There's a lot of anti-skid down this year compared to the years in the past.
Oh, yes. Is there anything you can do with that to use it for something else?
Yeah, the street sweepers collect it. We do a stockpile with it, and a water break or a sewer repair off the road in maybe somebody's yard or in a field or something, we'll use that to backfill where we don't have to have the compaction that we do on a road.
I am glad to hear that. I often wondered what happened to all that stuff that piles up at the intersection, so I'm glad to hear that you're using it. That's a good use of resources. Do you have any infrastructure upgrades or improvement projects that will be starting later this spring?
Yes, we have the Coke Hill water line on the old section where the roads are pretty bad. That'll be starting up. And then we have an ongoing project with sewer at Kiwanis Trail we'll be working on.
I've heard the Kiwanis Trail people having issues with water, and their electricity's gone out, but you don't have anything to do with that.
I have nothing to do with electricity.
Gotcha. How about trees? Do you have to deal with trees falling and stuff like that?
Yes, we get a lot of trees that come down, especially in the outer areas. You get the dead trees, the wind blows them over. We'll go out, cut them up, and get them out of there or stack them off to the side. A lot of times, the neighbor that would be by it might want it for the firewood or something, but we open the road up and you know, make it safe.
Sounds good. And I'm all ready for the summer. Do you have any road or construction projects planned for the summer season?
No, nothing out of the ordinary. We're just trying to keep all the costs down rolling into this summer. We do have some tar and chip roads we did in the Sebula area last summer that we need to get the second coat on. We don't want to do something and then not come back and finish it and have it fail. Then that'd just be a waste of money. So it'd just be that. We got maybe an upgrade to the dog park with the water fountain issue over there we've had some problems with, but no major projects.
Well, is there going to be any traffic detours or changes that we should prepare people for?
No, nothing for the long haul. Coke Hill, be a little bit of detouring up there, but everybody's used to that after the sewer project that took place.
Gotcha. Well, let's go to a commercial message, and we'll be back after that message.
Looking to make a difference? Volunteer for your local fire department. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Visit MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Okay, if you just joined, you're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. You're listening to The Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today our guest is Scott Farrell, the Public Works Director for the new City of Dubois. I keep saying new because it is different, and as Public Works Director, he has been given a much bigger area to oversee, and he mentioned earlier that he's thrilled that he's been able to keep the Sandy Township employees because they know their roads, and he's got an experienced group of people to help with that. I also wanted to pat Scott on the back for his effort in keeping costs down. I was happy to hear that they're reusing antiskid for fill in different areas, and I appreciate him monitoring the tar and chip projects to make sure that money isn't wasted there. That's one thing that we're going to probably have to be a little more scientific with in the next few years, is how do we spend money so we don't have to raise taxes. But you're happy you have nothing to do with the taxes, so
yeah,
that's good. How about anything with trails or parks or beautification projects coming up? I guess you have the stoneworks at the end of Liberty Boulevard.
Yeah, so that'll be the biggest one, is repairing that wall up there and getting that done. Everything else will just be maintaining. I mean, there's an awful amount of grass that needs to be maintained. The garden clubs, we might do some repairs of some flower boxes on the walkway to help them out. Just basically keeping what we have where we need it to be is the big issue, and that's where we focus everything on. I mean, we got these beautiful ball fields. It takes a lot of effort to keep them cleaned and maintained.
Is that part of your responsibility?
Yes.
Well, that's a lot of work, but you guys are doing a great job on those ball fields. That is a beautiful resource. I'm very proud to show people when they come into town our ball fields.
And there's a lot of effort that goes involved in the swimming pool, getting it ready to go for the season.
Yes, and you know, a lot of people don't realize there are much bigger cities than us that don't have a swimming pool. I had lived in Newcastle, Pennsylvania for almost 20 years, and when I first moved there, they had the pool open the first year, and then they had a leak, and they said, we're just going to shut it down. And there's a city of about 28,000 people with no pool. So that's a big coup for Du Bois to maintain that big quality pool that we have.
Yeah, it's well used. Mike Dresser does an awesome job of running that with the lifeguards and everything. And it just, it's well used. You have a nice warm summer. There's hundreds of people over there every day.
Yes, I've seen it, and I've taken my kids there. It's a great pool. Well, Scott, is there a way that residents can stay informed about upcoming projects?
The city's website does a really great job of keeping stuff posted there. First priority media, you guys. We try to reach out to you so you can get it out there so everybody can know what's going on. Paper usually has stuff in there. We try to get the word out so everybody knows. And
so there's no surprises.
There's always surprises.
And they can take their detour. Well, folks, you've been listening to Scott Farrell, the Public Works Director for the City of Du Bois. He's done a great job talking about what's coming up and how the winter went. So thank you for listening, and have a great day from the beautiful downtown City of Du Bois.